We begin this week three lines up from the bottom on Lamentes Omid Beis. Tris She'en Estrufa. The Mishnah mentioned certain things that you are allowed to purchase from an idolater, someone who's not Jewish. Again, this is a kashrus issue, not an avodah zarah issue. You can purchase this fish, which is not taruf, which is not minced up so much, from an idolater. We're not concerned about him giving you mixing in things that are not kosher. So now the Gemara wants to get clarity on what this type of fish is. Tanu Rabbanan, Ezohi, Tris She'en Estrufa. What's an example of a piece of fish which is not minced up too much? Kol Sherosh V'Shedra Nikar. You have to be able to see the head of the fish and the spine. If you can see the head and the spine, that's a big enough piece to then assume that at least to look at it and determine that the fish is a kosher fish. Of course, the obvious question, which we'll see in a little bit, is what does it have to do with the spine and head? It's fins and scales that matters for kashrus purposes. So we'll see that later. Ve'ezo tzir she'esh badaga. What is an example of a tzir, the brine which has fish in it? What type of fish are we talking about? Kol she'kilbis achas o shtei kilbios shototos bo. As long as there's one kilbis fish or two kilbis fishes that are swimming inside of this area, this barrel, then we can permit the barrel. Gemara says, "Hashta kilbis achas amrit shari shtel kilbios mi boy." You said one, so why do you need to say two kilbis? Once you know one is okay, obviously two is enough. Gemara says, "Lokasha kan bipsuchos kan bistumos." It really depends. If the barrels are open, then yes. If the barrels are open, if the barrels are closed, then having one fish inside of the barrel would be enough to say, you know what? This whole thing is kosher because a kilbis fish doesn't swim doesn't live among other non-kosher fish. It only goes betzir dagim tohorim. If the barrels are open, then you can't rely on just one because maybe it just happened to have fallen in by itself and the rest of it is, you know, later, but the rest of it are all non-kosher fish. So if there's two, that's an identifying mark that it was in there from the beginning. Okay, now the Gemara goes back to the discussion about tris. The tris is a type of, again, fish which has a head and a spine which is visible, and then you can purchase it. If it's not taruf, then you can purchase it from an idolater. Itmar Rav Huna Amar Achete Rosh V'Shedra Nikar. Like our Gemara said, the head and the spine have to be visible. Rav Nachman Amar O Rosh O Shedra. It's one or the other. Masiv Rav Ukma Bar Chama. What do you mean? Ubedagam Kol Sheyesh Lo Snapir V'Kas Keses. What do you mean? It's fins and scales? That makes the difference. Not head and spine. Amar Abaye Kitanya Hi Be'ara Ubepalmuda D'damu Reishayhu L'Tmeim. That rule of fins and scales is with reference to the fish which is an arena palmuda, that their heads are similar to a tame fish, and as a result, those fish you can't rely on, and those are kosher fish, and therefore you can't rely on their heads and their spine. You actually need to rely on fins and scales. That statement is a very strange statement, because based on that, the inference is that any other fish that's kosher, which heads are not similar to a tame fish, then you can rely on head and spine to consume it and not the fins and scales. That's the implication, but the commentaries discuss this and seem to indicate, I think the simple answer is that we're only talking about this tris type of fish. The tris type of fish is perhaps where the aren palmuda are types of fish which are similar to a tris, and therefore for those types you can maybe rely on the head and the spine, but for all other fish, no matter what, you can only rely on a fish if it has its fins and scales. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmei Deula Machlokes Latabel Betzirin Aval Begufen Divrei Kol Aser Achitei Rosh V'Shedra Nikar. So we had a machlokas just now between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman about the tris. Does it have to have do you need both the head and the spine to be visible, or one or the other? So now Rav Yehuda says the whole machlokas between the two has nothing to do with the eating of that fish. They both agree that when it comes to eating the fish, you have to see both the spine and the head. and what the machlokas is between them about, where one says you only need to have one of these qualities, the other one says you need both. That's with regards to eating the brine of the fish. Amar Rav Zera, Meresh Hava Matbilna Betziran, said Rav Zera, I used to dip my food into this brine. Kivan Deshmana Lahad Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmei Dula, Machlokas Latava Betziran, Abba Begovin Dibrikol Asher, Achei Rosh Rechetra Nikar, Betziranami Lo Matbilna. But once I heard that there's a Machlokas about whether you can dip into the brine if it only has one simen and not both, I stopped dipping my food into the brine because I was machmer like Rav Huna to require both signs even for the dipping. Amar Rav Papa, and then Rav Papa comes along and adds on a new halacha hilchasa achete rosh v'shedra nikar shall kol achas v'achas. Says Rav Papa, a new chumra. The halacha is when can you consume the brine or certainly eat the tris if you have a huge vat of this fish, only when you see the head and the spine on each individual one. In other words, as you pull them out, you have to look. If it has a head and spine, you can eat it. If not, you cannot assume that it's the same tris, which is not what we were assuming beforehand. We were assuming that once, similar to the tsir sheish badaga, like a kilbis fish, once there's one in there, we assumed that the whole vat was fine. So here now, Rav Papa says, every fish has to have the symbol, the sign through the head and spine. So the Gemara now challenges that ruling. If you have different pieces of fish that have a sign that they're kosher, whether it's all of them or only some of them, even if it's only 1 in 100 that has a kosher sign, but they're all together in the same vat, you can assume that they're all kosher. There's a story where an idolater brought a barrel of different of fish to sell. And they found a kosher simon in one of these fish. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel permitted the whole entire barrel. So you don't need like Rav Papa to have each fish checked. As long as there's 1 in 100, you're fine. Or even more. Tirgum Rav Papa. Kishechatichos shavos. So how did Rav Papa explain this ruling of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? You know why Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was lenient to be matir that barrel when only one of the, when he found only one of the fish to have the signs? That's because all the fish were of the same size, so they all look the same. So once they look the same and one had the sign on it, nothing to worry about. But when they're all different sizes, you cannot be so lenient. The Gemara says, Ihachi Maila Memra. Well, if that's the case, what's the chiddush? Obviously, if they're all the same size, you can assume it's the same thing. Well, maybe you can be concerned that one fish that has the sign, maybe it came in from some other place. It just fell in randomly. And therefore, the rest of the fish are not kosher. Chamash Balan, to teach us otherwise, that's what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's chiddush is, that it would still be kosher to eat the entire vat, but only when they're all the same size cut of fish. If they're different sizes, then you can only rely on Rav Papa's ruling that you have to check each one. Hahu arba de tachanta de asi lesichra. Another story there that a fisherman came to Sichra, Nafak Rav Huna Bar Chinuna v'chaza b'kalfei v'sharia. He went and he saw that this guy had a fish with scales on them, and he permitted it. Amar li Rava. So Rava said back to him, "Umi ika de shari ki agavna? Does anyone that's lenient like you in this case?" In other words, what Rava said, is there anyone that would permit the whole entire boatload of fish when the scales are common? As Rashi explains, perhaps you can say that maybe they were both kosher fish and non-kosher fish, and the kosher fish had the scales. But you can't just say, oh, I found scales on the boatload of fish, and I found a scale on one of the fish, and the whole boatload is now a fish is kosher. So is there anyone that would permit something like this? So Navak Shipuri de Rava, the shofars of Rava came out. In other words, the, I guess, representatives came out to Asr, and they said, no, this is prohibited. Shipuri de Rav Huna Bar Chilna Vashari. And then Rav Huna's representatives came out and they matred the boat of fish. So what's going on over here? How can Rava say no and Rav Huna say yes? Amar Rav Yirmiyah Midifti Lididi Amar Li Rav Papi Ki Shara Rav Huna Bar Chinana Bitziran Ava Bagufan Lo. Said, first of all, you should understand that when Rav Huna's representatives came out to matir the fish, they didn't matir to eat the fish itself. They matir the brine. That's what they said was okay. Because again, you can be more lenient, like we saw before, that you can be lenient with brine, even though there was a Rav Huna who said that Roshan, you need both signs to eat the brine. This is a Rav Huna Bar Chinana, so different Rav Huna, and you could be lenient. Amar Rav Ashi, the Amar Li Rav Papa, I spoke to Rav Papa's representatives. Kishar Rav Huna Bar Chinana, Afilu Begufan. No, Rav Huna permitted even consumption. Rav Huna Bar Chinana even permitted the consumption of the fish. Va'ana lo meser asrina, but I, to Amar Li Rav Papa. But me personally, said Rav Papa, Rav Huna matured even the eating, the consumption of the fish, but I won't personally, Meser Asrina, I'm not going to totally say it's usher to eat, to Karmali Rav Papa, I'm not going to totally prohibit it, Velo Mishra Shrina, I'm not going to completely permit it, to Ha Amar Li, Rav Yehuda Mishra Deula, Machlokos Lataba Betziran, Aval Begufan, Divrei Kol Achetei Rosh V'Shedra Nikar, Shel Kol Echad V'Echad. So, what Rav Ashi said is that the way he understood this Machlokos was that no, it was a real Machlokos. Rav Huna Bar Chinana permitted to eat it completely, and Rava's representative said it was usher, but he, Rav Ashi, took a middle ground and said, I'm not going to say it's totally usher, I'm not going to say it's totally mutter, because really there is a machlokes about dipping it in the brine but not eating it, but as opposed to eating it fully, and therefore I didn't know what to do. So, but bottom line was that there is a machlokes, how to understand it, between about this boatload of fish. Would we rely on the fact that you found scales on the boat? Is it completely permissible? So there was a machlokes between whether it was permissible or not, and then there was a machlokes how to understand the machlokes, and that's where we're going to end over here. But we see this idea of relying on one fish in the large vat that could possibly render the rest of the fish in that same vat permissible to eat. Obviously, nowadays we are always strict to ensure that all our fish come with kosher certification, and the only sign that we rely on nowadays is not the head or the spine, certainly fins and scales. And like we've said before, when it comes to salmon, there are kosher organizations such as the OU, which rely on the redness of the salmon as an identifying mark, and as a result, you would be able to purchase the salmon even without seeing the scales on it.